Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about ways to prevent a midlife crisis. And when we talk about the midlife crisis, it's that moment where you suddenly wake up and realize that your life is passing you by, and there's so many things that you wanted to do, be, have at this stage, but you're not there, and you haven't accomplished things. Or you have some issue or some challenge with the way your life has gone. A lot of this stems from the idea that people aren't clear about what they truly want. In other words, you just live your life. Yesterday we talked about the monotony of just going through the motions. And if you're going through the motions, but you're really not focused on anything in particular, you're just going to continue to go through those motions. And what ends up happening is you have this unfulfilled life. And I would argue that this lack of fulfillment comes from the failure to get clear about what you truly want in life. If you are going to have a fulfilling life, you've got to start with the understanding of what you want your life to be, what you want to be doing, what you'd like to have. In my case, I've always had this passion for the mountains. I love being in the mountains. And many years ago, I was living in Boston, and I had a boss at the time. I was working for a fairly large investment firm, and he asked me a question. He said, "I have a territory open in New York City or in Florida." And he said, "Which one do you want?" And I said, "You know, I think I'd like to be in New York City, because I was in the finance business, Wall Street, you know, all that. I thought that would be kind of a cool thing." And he sent me to Florida. So all I could think about was, why did you ask me this question? But all through that time, I've had this passion to be in the mountains. And when I was living in Boston, I used to get up to the mountains and go skiing a lot. But living in Florida, it became very, very difficult, right? How do you really spend a lot of time in the mountains living in Florida? But I was driven to find a way and figure out how to do this. So what I did was, what happened is, this just served as a very clear picture of what I wanted to be doing. Did I want to absolutely leave Florida forever and just live in the mountains? Well, that was an option for me, and that would be something I'd be open to. But maybe it'd be better to just live in Florida and be able to go to the mountains and have a regular place that I could go that was my own, that I could live at for reasonable periods of time. And so that became the understanding of what I wanted to be doing. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher, where they can pull in the show. If you haven't yet subscribed on iTunes, just go and hit the subscribe button. And once you do, if you'd be so kind as to leave just your thoughts or an opinion on how you think we're doing, that would be just a review. That would be very, very helpful. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about how important it is to act on those things that you want to be doing. Right, so today was all about getting a clear understanding, but having an understanding is the first step. Acting on that understanding is really where it comes together. For today, I just want you to think about what it is that you want to be, what you want to be doing, and what you'd like to have in your life. Think about those things that are truly, truly important to you. Not just things that would be nice to have, things that you would change your life in order to bring to fruition. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.